This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, it is all green today. It is St. Patrick's Day, of course. But certainly a lot of green in the stock market. The Dow over 33,000 points for the first time ever. I mean, when you look at how far we have come in the last 5-6 years, it is astonishing. The IRS announced today that it's going to delay tax filing deadline until mid-May from the normal April 15th. The Internal Revenue Service will delay the April 15th tax filing deadline until mid-May. And Federal Reserve officials, I was just listening to Jerome Powell, the very capable head of the Federal Reserve, appointed, by the way, by Donald Trump, and one of his better appointees, I think. Federal Reserve officials expect the economy to rapidly surge back toward its pre-pandemic strength, with the unemployment rate falling to 4.5% by the end of this year, and inflation actually surpassing its 2% target, according to projections released today. Now, that's not worrisome about inflation. That's what they want. That's why the markets are up again 200 points. This is all dramatically good news. I'll tell you the most amazing part of it is, and it's hard to believe even when you look at it, is that one of the things we are trying to do all through the Biden administration is hit 3% growth rates. We never did. We were trying to do that through the Trump administration. I think there was one of Trump's 4 years where we hit a 3% growth rate. Jerome Powell was predicting that the growth rate this year, will be over 6%. That's boom times. That's a great time for investment, great time for getting a job, a great time for basically America, if that holds up. It is not a great time down in Atlanta right now. A God-fearing gunman, as he is described in what seems to me to be an anti-religious headline in what's supposed to be a conservative newspaper, a God-fearing gunman targeted 3 different massage parlors and killed 8 people, most of them Asian American. Is this part of a rash of Asian-American hate crimes? We will get to that issue. We'll also get to President Trump doing something entirely positive, exactly what I've urged him to do for the last month. And he's actually speaking out in public. He was on Fox News. He was on the Maria Bartiromo show. We'll play you some highlights of that. And President Biden speaking out. Speaking with George Stephanopoulos about the crisis on the border and announcing that he's going to do his first press conference. So he is getting in a first press conference within his first 100 days. He still has waited longer for a first press conference than any president since Coolidge, and Calvin Coolidge left office in 1929. We will get to all of that and all of that news, and also a celebrity in both the world of literature and Hollywood, who may be running as a conservative for Senate in Ohio. We'll talk to Henry Olson of Washington Post and National Review about that coming up. Okay, first up, some of the details on the shootings down in Georgia. And it's the Daily Mail, which is a tabloid newspaper in Great Britain, but has a big presence in the United States. They actually have a lot of people who do coverage here in the United States, and mostly their coverage is pretty good. They ran the headline, God-fearing gunman, 21, targeted three massage parlors because he blamed them for his sex addiction. The God-fearing gunman, they write, who killed eight people at three Georgia massage parlors yesterday, targeted the locations because he had visited them before and blamed them for his sex addiction, cops revealed this morning. His name is Robert Allen Long. He's 21. He shot dead eight people, including six Asian women, at the three parlors, one in Acworth and two in Atlanta on Tuesday. He then went on the run and was driving to Florida to target porn industry locations when he was arrested 150 miles south of Atlanta. Police rammed his Hyundai off the road to take him into custody. I don't think this is a guy with some kind of obsessive hatred of things Asian. Otherwise, he would not have patronized these Asian-American massage parlors. He'd patronized all three of them before. And he probably wouldn't be driving a Hyundai. From the eight victims, four of the eight victims have now been named as Delana Ashley Yaun, Paul Andre Michaels, 54, Zhaji Yan, who's 49, and Dayu Feng, who's 44. Elcius R. Hernandez, Ortiz, was injured but survived. Friends of Yaun said she and her husband were there for a couple's massage. She escaped. She was killed. On Wednesday morning, police said that Trump told them it was not race that caused him to carry out the attacks. Instead, he said he's addicted to sex and porn and wanted to remove the temptation of the parlors. The gunman bought his 9mm handgun the same day as the rampage, just hours before. He was on his way to Florida to carry out more attacks when he was caught. The Florida connections were somehow connected to pornography, police said. Quote, he claims that he was not racially motivated. He has an issue that he considers a sex addiction and sees these locations as something that allows him to go to these places. It's a temptation for him that he wanted to eliminate. The Daily Mail, at least, reports that his father is a youth pastor in a Baptist church. A classmate who attended high school with Long earlier said he was very innocent-seeming, and he couldn't even cuss. He was sort of nerdy, and he didn't seem violent from what I remember. He was a hunter, and his father was a youth minister or pastor. He was big, big into religion. Apparently, he was very active in his church. Look, what this makes me think of is another story that I haven't caught up with you yet. But it's one that has just been sticking in my mind, and it's about another pointless, disgusting killing. And Joe Biden was supposed to be going to Atlanta to promote the American Rescue Plan. He may be changing that because of this terrible spate of murders down in Georgia. Vice President Harris, Kamala Harris, has spoken and condemned this and told it a tragedy. It's even Andrew Cuomo taking time away from all of his difficulties, has actually commented on this and also blamed anti-Asian prejudice. It doesn't appear to be the motivation. At least that is what this individual is insisting on. And to get some kind of perspective on what the motivation could be, what you could trace this problem to, I would take a look at another story about a killer who deliberately killed 10 people with a van. This is not that case in San Diego from yesterday. It was a case back in 2018. They just sentenced this guy. He was trying to get off for a reason of insanity. The guy did the killing in Toronto, but he was part of a largely American movement, really, that exists on the internet. And people related to each other. They're determined to kill women. Why? Because they can't get dates. It's what they call the incel movement, involuntarily celibate. And they all have the same person that they worship and admire. Who is that? We'll tell you coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Big questions. Are religion and science constantly inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that reveal the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, an invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/MedVed for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/MedVed.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
MedVed Show. Yes, it is the 17th of March. It is St. Patrick's Day, and Jeremy has very kindly arranged some appropriate music for the season. One of the great things about St. Patrick's Day, it demonstrates exactly what's wonderful about America. What's most wonderful, you can be proud of where you came from, where your ancestors came from, of your heritage, of your particularism. But that blends very naturally into patriotism and love for this country. We wouldn't be America. The country would be profoundly different if it weren't for the Irish immigrants who began pouring into this country in the days of the Great Hunger in the 1840s, a long time ago. It's our first major immigrant group. And for all those years, Irish people have remained proud, as they should, of a great heritage. At the same time, that the patriotism, and you can see this in the celebrations of St. Patrick's Day. I mean, before the people get a little bit happy. There is, and maybe sometimes even after they get a little bit happy, there is a great and profound and abiding love for and gratitude to the United States of America, and that should be appropriate for all of us. But talking about this awful case and in Atlanta, and the media are trying very, very hard to make this part of the narrative about the rise in Asian American hate crimes, and it's real. It's going on. There are random attacks on Asian people. By the way, those attacks are generally not by white people. They very often disproportionately, and a number of black leaders have commented on this, by black people against Asians. And it's terrible, but to suggest that, as some people have, that this is all President Trump's fault because he refers to it repeatedly as the China virus, he did again on his recent interview in Fox, I mean, I think that's a false charge. Is it possible that some of this anti-Asian violence does have a connection with a pandemic that everybody knows began in Wuhan, China? Sure. But were people pushed over into violence because of a comment that President Trump made at some point? I think that's a false charge. Certainly seems to have no relevance at all to this case, the case of this Robert Aaron Long, who's 21, who seems so typical of so many young people who go on this kind of rampage. And that's why I wanted to get to this case in Toronto. This is coverage in the New York Times from last week. The man who used his rental van as a weapon on a busy Toronto sidewalk back in 2018, killing 10 people and badly injuring 16 more in the city's worst mass killing ever, was found guilty last week of murder and attempted murder by an Ontario judge, rejecting the novel argument that the autism spectrum disorder rendered him not criminally responsible. Ontario Superior Court Judge Anne Malloy ruled that the defendant, Alex Manassian, understood clearly what he was doing. Quote, "This was the exercise of free will by a rational brain capable of choosing between right and wrong. He freely chose the option that was morally wrong, knowing that the consequence would be for himself and for everybody else. It does not matter," she wrote, "that he does not have remorse nor empathize with the many victims," the judge said. 26 victims, 10 killed. Just an awful thing. "It was a beautiful spring afternoon in April when Mr. Manassian, driving a rental van he had picked up just an hour earlier," you see the similarity here, this killer in Atlanta just picked up his gun hours earlier, "and he had picked up the van just an hour earlier, mounted the curb of a busy sidewalk in the city's dense north end, and plowed into pedestrians, sending bodies as far as 26 feet into the air, and dragging others under the vehicle. He finally stopped when a victim's coffee splashed onto the windshield, blurring his view, and then he attempted suicide by cop by pretending he was armed and yelling at a police officer to shoot him. The dead included two 22-year-old students from South Korea, a Jordanian senior visiting his grandchildren, and a single mother who had immigrated from Sri Lanka. 8 of the victims were women. Many of the survivors suffered catastrophic injuries, spine fractures, hemorrhaging brains, broken ribs and hips, and in one case, amputation of both legs. I mean, this is unbelievable. Minutes before starting his attack, the defendant posted a tribute to Elliot Roger, an outspoken figure in the misogynist movement, in his Facebook account. He proclaimed, "The incel rebellion has already begun." Mr. Manassian has since been named a hero by many of the incel online community, though during the trial, forensic expert testified he did not actually believe in the group's message, but had merely used it to increase his shock value. Okay, there's a great deal of internet evidence that he was deeply involved in this incel thing. Incel stands for involuntarily celibate. And this the Elliot Roger story is a story that it took place in Santa Barbara. And it's just not a horrible thing. The Santa Barbara killings in Goleta, California, right outside Santa Barbara, was somebody who had great hatred for pretty girls who wouldn't go out with him. And he complained and complained and complained about how much he needed one and wanted sex and wanted, but he couldn't get it. And so and this apparently now has inspired killers around the world. This is amazing. Since the tragic events, the defendant, this is Alex Manassian in Canada, has become a hero in the murky world of incels, with followers glorifying him and using his face as their profile pictures online. In Canada, he has been said to be the inspiration of at least one attempted double murder. Last year, the police announced that a young man who faced murder and attempted murder charges for stabbing several people in a Toronto massage parlor with a machete would also face terrorism charges because of his incel beliefs. Okay, this is a growing trend. What do we make of it? Well, what do we make of a growing trend to declare that, yes, you can have Trumpism without Trump? We'll talk about that. Henry Olson about that coming up.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are continuing to look into the surge at the southern border.
Secretary Mayorkas has inherited a department damaged by the previous administration and its failed Homeland Security policy.
Those are the words of Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson, who opened a House hearing and noted the separation of illegal immigrant children from their families is cruel and inhumane.
Guess where they stand depends on where they sit.
Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, speaking there on Fox News regarding the filibuster being removed in the Senate. The senator continues.
President Trump tried to get me to orchestrate the elimination of the filibuster for a number of years, even tweeted about it. I said, no, Mr. President, that's not in the best interest of the institution, and actually not in your best interest either. I said no.
USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome back to this show Henry Olson, who is a Washington Post columnist and a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center. His most recent column has gotten a lot of attention and has actually been semi-endorsed by people like Kevin Williamson over at National Review. The piece he wrote for Washington Post is run for office, meaning the U.S. Senate, J.D. Vance. Who's J.D. Vance? You've heard of Hillbilly Elegy, either read the book, seen the movie. He is the author about Hillbilly Elegy, which tells his story. Henry, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's a great pleasure. Now, you know J.D. a little bit, don't you?
I do. We met about 6 or 7 years ago and share a similar outlook on the direction that America ought to be taking.
And you describe that direction as conservative populist. What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is a philosophy that is strongly rooted in traditional conservative values like limited government, free markets, family, and the importance of community, while also seeing a larger role for government action in certain areas than has been the case for the last 30 years or so, that much as at the turn of the century we needed antitrust laws to keep competition fair and workmen's compensation laws to protect workers from unfair injury, we need new laws to provide a new safety net and new assistance for people to thrive in today's economy.
Does conservative populism, is that another word for Trumpism?
You could say Trumpism without Trump and more thoroughly thought through. I think that would be fair to say.
And by the way, I know that J.D., and you mentioned this in your column, had expressed some doubts about Trump, as many, many, many people did in 2016. But he ended up supporting him for re-election. Do you know what J.D. Vance has said about the stop the steal nonsense, what I consider to be nonsense, about claims and demands that the election be overturned in Trump's favor? Has he taken a position?
I don't know whether he has. I know personally I strongly do not think that the election was stolen and that that claim was nonsense, but I do not know whether or not J.D. has taken a position.
Now, this is the reason I ask that is because one of the candidates who's going to be opposing him is somebody I know for years, named Josh Mandel, the former state treasurer in Ohio. And we're talking about a Senate seat from Ohio because Rob Portman, unfortunately, who is a great senator, is retiring from the U.S. Senate. Josh Mandel fully believes the election was stolen and that President Trump is completely correct and that the result should be overturned. If that becomes an issue in Ohio, where President Trump won handily, won, I believe, by 8 points, does that work against J.D. Vance?
It would depend on what J.D. has said, but I think it's well past time for somebody to bring to bear the facts. And I think when the facts are calmly and rationally exposed, average Republicans will look and see that the stop the steal nonsense is the emperor that has no clothes. It's been a bill of goods that's been peddled on innuendo and smoke and mirrors and dissolves under any clear and rational examination of the truth.
Let us hope so. Your point about J.D. Vance is his background from Middletown, Ohio, which he writes about so vividly in the book, is precisely the kind of background of those voters that the Republican Party desperately needs for its future. People who voted for Obama twice, then they voted for Trump in 2016. Some of them may have gone back to the Democrats and Joe Biden. What's going to be the key for J.D. connecting with voters like that, now that he's an international celebrity, best-selling author, and a graduate, I might add, of Yale Law School? How does he deal with that idea that he's one of those elites?
Well, I think, he has to draw on his roots. You know, if I were doing his campaign, I would start a commercial with him walking the streets of Middletown, going where he grew up, going to where he took school, and tell the story that he told, the story of people who have been beset by circumstances beyond their control, but are also capable of rising to meet them with the appropriate help. And when inevitably he's labeled an out-of-touch elite, he can easily argue, one, he used his status not to make himself great, but to talk about his friends and neighbors, that he's actually advocating policies that would make the elites weaker rather than stronger. And of course, Josh Mandel is not someone to argue that he's a man of the people, given his family background.
Okay. In terms of those issues that are actually going to benefit people, I know that J.D. Vance, as you explain in your column, which we'll post up at our website at michaelmedved.com, has a venture capitalist fund called Rise of the Rest to fund entrepreneurs in heartland communities like Middletown that are very much struggling. Other than that, what he's doing in his personal life, what kind of policies could most benefit rundown places like places in South Central Ohio that are struggling?
Well, I think, J.D. would talk about things that would protect them from competition, like a reasonable immigration policy and reasonable trade policies that don't let our competitors steal our secrets and steal our jobs as a result of that. I think he would also talk about the need for technological innovation and the need for government to be able to sprinkle that throughout the country rather than concentrating it in certain capitals of capital on the coast or in certain select areas. I think he'd easily be able to talk about short-term and long-term policies that would lead to the revitalization and growth of these communities.
And the key for him to win in what was likely to be a three or could even be a four-way primary to win the Republican Party, where must his strength build upon?
You know, a lot of this depends on how the campaign unfolds, but the classic thing in a campaign is build your strength and then withstand your attacks, and that means he needs to build strength in places like Middletown, places like Youngstown, places that are scattered across the Ohio landscape that cumulatively cast a lot of votes, and also be able to show himself as being the thoughtful, articulate candidate, which will attract votes in the suburbs who may not be hard Trumpers, but they want somebody who can think and would be a good successor to Rob Portman, a real legislator. And in a multi-candidate race, you only need a third of the vote for it to pretty much be assured of getting through, 30 to 40%. So build that base on where you're strongest and then see how the race devolves as to which attacks you need to parry and who you need to take on in the last couple of weeks.
It's a fascinating prospect. He's 36 years old. Can you think of another Republican that young who would once upon a time had hit the national scene with the kind of force that J.D. Vance would bring?
Gosh, if he runs and wins, he'd be 38 when he took office. I think Ted Cruz was 42 when he took office and was a national figure within 2 years after that. Marco Rubio was in his early 40s and was running for president within 6 years of being a senator. Josh Hawley is in his early 40s and has become a national figure in a year and a half. And so I'm not sure I can get back to 38 without going back to Harold Stassen, the boy governor of Minnesota in 1938.
Henry Olson, a fascinating column about J.D. Vance. They've just chosen the most effective senator. Who is it? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Did Charles Darwin liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/Medved for this special offer. discovery.org/Medved.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Nonpartisan organization, institute, called the Center for Effective Lawmaking, CEL. Get it? C-E-L. It's an initiative of the University of Virginia and of Vanderbilt University, two prestigious academic institutions. The Center for Effective Lawmaking took a look at who is the most effective Republican senator in the current Congress. And they chose, drum roll, I don't know if that's necessary, the most effective Republican senator in the 116th Congress, which was 2019 to 2021, was Marco Rubio. They said, although he chaired the Senate Small Business Committee, his legislative portfolio was wide-ranging. It included laws in areas ranging from disaster relief, establishing advanced contracts for emergency relief efforts, to foreign affairs with the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act of 2019 and the Uyghur Human Rights Policy Act of 2020, to the Supporting Veterans in STEM Careers Act. STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. As chairman of the U.S. Senate Committee on Small Business and Entrepreneurship, Rubio created the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, that Florida benefited enormously from that program. A lot of Americans did. It sent $42.1 billion in financial assistance to 609,000 loans throughout the state of Florida to small businesses, saving over 3.3 million jobs. Okay, former director of the Congressional Budget Office, Doug Holtz-Eakin, called PPP the single most effective fiscal policy ever undertaken by the United States government. Well, let us hope that that turns out to be the case. Actually, let us hope that there's even more effective policies to come. But it's a nice honor for Senator Rubio. And again, who knows what his future is going to be, except he's up for re-election in 2022, and apparently he will not be opposed by Ivanka. And again, by the way, the other day Trump spoke to a group of people who were raising money for rescue dogs. No, really, he came off the golf course, he was still wearing his golf clothes, and they came in, greeted these people who were there at one of his hotels. And he told them how much he cared about dogs, and he also introduced his daughter in-law, Laura, who is married to Eric Trump. And he said, you know, a lot of people think she should be running for senator from North Carolina. And here she is, candidate for senator from North Carolina. Now, he wasn't announcing her campaign. There are people on the internet who have said, oh, Trump announced it. It's now out of the bag. Laura Trump is going to be running. No, it's not that simple. I doubt if she will run. Ivanka has let it be known she is not at all likely to run against Marco Rubio, who will probably cruise to re-election in Florida. But Trump himself was interviewed on the phone on Fox News with Maria Bartiromo. And he said something that he needed to say that I'm very glad that he said that bears repeating. And you can hear it now. This is clip one.
President, I know that you received the vaccine, Mrs. Trump also got the vaccine. Would you recommend to our audience that they get the vaccine then?
I would. I would recommend it. And I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it. And a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, again, we have our freedoms and we have to live by that. And I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine. It's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works. And we've been working round the clock. And what I got the FDA to do, this would have happened. This would have happened in many, many years from now if we didn't. If I didn't get involved, and if we didn't get involved.
Okay. Look, there could be even more. The point being that for the health of conservatism, for the health of the Republican Party. I yesterday talked about a new survey that showed that 33% of Republicans say they won't get the vaccine, only 10% of Democrats. Look, this is a real problem. And if you really care about the future of conservative ideas and the future of a party like the Republican Party, go and get your vaccine. President Trump also does not fear a much talked about candidate for president. In fact, he seems to suggest that that candidate, if that candidacy materializes, could actually force him into the race. Here's clip two, President Trump, on Meghan Markle for president. Listen.
What was your take on Meghan Markle now saying she, meeting with Democrat operatives, she may want to run for president?
Well, I hope that happens, because if that happened, then I think I'd have an even stronger feeling toward running. I'm not a fan of hers. I think that what she talks about the royal family and the Queen, I happen to think I know the Queen, as you know. I've met with the Queen, and I think the Queen is a tremendous person, and I am not a fan of Meghan.
Okay, I think he has a lot of company with that. That could be one of the least controversial things that Donald Trump has ever said. This is more controversial, and it's exactly why I think he's going to have a problem with his candidacy. This is clip three.
A very, very terrible thing for our country. What took place in Georgia, but not only Georgia, what took place in Pennsylvania, what took place in Detroit, Michigan, and Michigan generally, what took place in Wisconsin and Arizona, it is a disgrace. We're like
because
a third world country. And our Supreme Court and our courts didn't have the courage to overturn elections that should have been overturned, because you're talking about decisive amounts, hundreds of thousands and even millions of votes.
Okay, that is not going to work for him as a campaign theme. Honestly, it won't, because anyone who believes that the election was stolen is already committed to vote for President Trump. I mean, that's a Trumper. But that's not anywhere near a majority of the electorate. And the idea that this is going to continue to be a gigantic issue between now and November of 2024, I think it's most unlikely. I did a piece which takes a look at the history of former presidents who try to get back in the political game. And surprisingly, of 13 presidents in the history of our country, who have actually been voted out of office. In other words, they ran for re-election and then they lost and had to leave the White House. Believe it or not, the majority of those people actually served in public office again after leaving the presidency. Only one of them as president, that was Grover Cleveland. But others had careers in the House, in the Senate, on the Supreme Court. What do those careers look like, and what do we learn from that for President Trump? I have a very prominent article on the new April issue of Commentary Magazine called Can Trump Come Back? And history says probably not, but probably isn't definitely. We, meanwhile, have a crisis at the border. And everybody says so. I mean, left, right, center. Is President Biden dealing with it effectively? It appears that President Biden isn't dealing with it at all. And a number of his closest advisors and aides, including the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, have said that this is going to need some special federal attention. What does that mean? We will go to Biden trying to answer questions on that issue and also answering questions on the filibuster, which are kind of surprising, with a conversation with George Stephanopoulos. This a prelude to what is going to be Joe Biden's first press conference. And what should that focus on? Obviously, a great deal of that will have everything to do with the border issue. And we will also take a look at ethnic studies being required, not an option, but being required in order to graduate from high school in the nation's largest state. What a terrible idea. And what a divisive force, loathsome force, for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.